With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After being targeted by two would-be assassins, including in Pennsylvania, where he was actually grazed by a bullet, President Trump says he's a different man.
You know, honestly, it changed something in me. I feel even stronger. I believed in God, but I feel much more strongly about it. Something happened. So, thank you.
Mr. Trump at this morning's National Prayer Breakfast at the U.S. Capitol. Attorney General Bondi is wasting no time getting down to work. Among her first actions, cutting sanctuary city funds. She's also ordering an investigation of anti-Trump lawfare, and Bondi is coordinating with Homeland Security in a war on drug cartels. President Trump has signed an executive order that bans biological males from competing against women and girls in sports. Texas GOP Congresswoman Monica De La Cruz says it's a good move.
I will always fight for little girls across the nation to make sure that they do not have to have their dreams of playing sports squashed by men playing in their sports.
Any school allowing men to compete against women or to use their locker rooms will lose federal Title IX funding. Today's a deadline for eligible federal workers to accept the Trump administration's offer of a buyout. Also at SRNNews.com, across more than a dozen states from the Midwest to the Northeast, ice, a big concern this morning. Ice, and in some cases snow, made for a hazardous morning commute on roads and on sidewalks. There's also the potential for damage to trees and power lines. Applications for unemployment benefits rose 11,000 to 219,000 last week. It's about 6,000 more applications than analysts had been expecting. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 60 points. This is SRN News. Can a mountain be a person?
In New Zealand, the answer is yes. The parliament has granted personhood to Mount Taranaki with full legal rights at the request of native New Zealanders who consider the mountain to have spiritual significance. The decision has shocked many, but pro-life advocates are especially outraged. In New Zealand, unborn babies are not persons and can be aborted right up to the moment of birth if a doctor agrees, meaning they have less rights than a mountain. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Trinity Episcopal Cathedral in Little Rock, Arkansas, is hosting an unusual series of concerts. Organist Colin McKnight is marking the 275th anniversary of Johann Sebastian Bach's death by playing all of the German composer's organ works, but he's doing it one lunch break at a time. McKnight is spending this year playing nearly 18 hours of Bach's organ works in 30-minute increments at the nearly 150-year-old church. This is SRN News. Another health scare for GOP Senator Mitch McConnell.
Media reports say McConnell fell twice on Wednesday, first as he was descending a small flight of stairs leaving the Senate chamber. Witnesses said the 82-year-old former GOP leader appeared to be unhurt and was helped to his feet by fellow Senators Mark Wayne Mullen and Steve Daines. He fell a second time a short time later during a lunch meeting in the nearby Mansfield room. It's the latest health scare for McConnell. He fell in December of last year and previously had several strange freezing episodes in which he appeared to have lost his train of thought. Bob Agner reported.
Desperate to block at least some of President Trump's nominees, Senate Democrats spent the night filibustering the nomination of Russell Vogt to head up the Office of Management and Budget. Democrats using words like extreme and radical to describe Vogt, who has championed cuts in government spending. More details at SRNNews.com.